This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. No, seriously, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I keep telling you guys, or I'm not the only one that tells you guys, many tell you guys that conservatives, and you know, I think it sounds like begging, but I'm really not. I'm really trying to enlighten you, get you guys to understand what's going on. And so you have a leg up so you can figure out what to do. How to help, how to support, if you would. And you got Facebook and Twitter, and you know, we've been really tracking a little better lately. And I'm giving you information. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm not even so sure you can do anything at this point. There are other groups out there. There are other entities out there. Other social media outlets out there that you should be able to support and get on and help out. And we need that support too, because you've got, you know, myself, there's so many of us. I'm not the only guy. But there's so many of us out there that are struggling through this, that are trying to make things happen here. I mean, seriously, we have had, I love when that happens. Anyway, we have had a real challenge in keeping revenues up. How's that? Seriously, keeping the revenues up. Because what ends up happening is, they nail us on a regular basis with this stuff. I've had videos that the audio's been removed. I've had videos that the video's been removed. And they come up with all kinds of reasons as to why. I don't know if you guys follow Mark Dice at all. But Mark, God bless him, Mark has, I think last week it was, every single one of his videos, they were either pulled or you no longer can, he can't monetize them anymore. Now, for a guy like him, where the majority of his money comes off of the YouTube thing, the YouTube platform, it's a big deal. And there's plenty of guys working this, doing this. God love it. There are plenty of guys doing this kind of thing that the majority of their income comes from this kind of work. Who's the fellow that we used to... the one who was doing regular commentary, then he went to Bible?
Alfonso Rochelle.
I mean, it got to the point where he wasn't making enough money to keep the electricity in the room on. And it's so wrong. On so many levels, it's so wrong. So in order for us to win, in order for us to come out on top, if you would, you're going to have to go to bat for us. You're going to have to go, and I'm not just saying this for me. I'm saying this for all the guys that are involved in this. I can't imagine you have somebody other than me. But if you are really in to one of your commentators, somebody that you really like, you really enjoy being with, you really enjoy listening to, you got to find a way to support them, whether it's skip a couple of coffees at that really expensive coffee place every month, right? Or send them money direct. You could, you know, you could work with us a dozen ways. But if you head up to the website, therealside.com, we've got Patreon up there where you can sign up for Patreon. Kind of like the, you know, the back end where we're pals, we're friends, we're buddies. I have a post sitting up there in a little bit. I need to jump on there. My apologies. But you know, it's a place where at least you can jump on. You can see what's going on, in some cases, behind the scenes. And you can help donate. Because, again, there's a lot. Some of us, or some people, have lost up to 80% of their income because of what? Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Can you imagine your boss calling you in the office on a Friday saying, hey, Joe, you're doing a great job. Love what you're doing. By the way, we're cutting your check by 80% on Monday. And some people didn't even get that much of a warning. I think, what was ours, over a weekend or something?
They didn't want to say
you did.
Huh? There wasn't a warning.
No, there wasn't a warning. No warning. All of a sudden, I get this email, and, you know, going through emails, so the amount of emails we're getting, how fast. This one said, hey, we've demonetized. That sounds terrible, doesn't it, demon? We've demonetized some of your emails. I mean, some of your videos. And I could only see in the email I saw on my phone, like 10 or 12 or 15 of them. I went, okay, whatever. And then I got home and decided to look on the computer, going through my emails. I saw it. There were 2,800 of them that were demonetized. That's not a couple.
That was pretty much all of them.
Right? Pretty much all of them. She's right. And frankly, the ones they didn't demonetize, nobody wants to watch anyhow. They were terrible. They were from the really early days. But it's just amazing to me. It just never stops. And they're doing, and they're doubling down now. They're doing things now that are just... It just gets worse and worse and worse as the days go on. Anyhow. All right. I've said my piece. This is good, too. University of Virginia, right? They want to... The students are demanding that they revoke the appointment of Mark Short. Now, he's only a temp there for the moment, anyway. But the petition calls Short's hiring unconscionable in light of last year's Unite the Right rally that resulted in one death and multiple injuries. So, because of something that happened, which had no control, this man had no control over, he needs to not be there. Boy, have I got a list for you. Sharpton, Jackson, I could go through this for days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads. How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, part of the process, if you would. Yeah, I was just told that the store button was not working in the website.
Not my fault.
We'll get it fixed. I'll get it fixed. Somebody will get it fixed. I promise. God, I had that all squared away, and I thought it was working. I'm pretty happy about it. You know? I'm trying to get those badges made. Politically Incorrect Posse. I think that'd be great. Right? With a big TRS in the background. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of and be part of the conversation. Because it's really cool when you are. At least I know that you're listening, you're paying attention, whether you like what I have to say or not. I enjoy the conversation, unlike some of those on the other side of the aisle that you make crazy. Students and professors are demanding that the University of Virginia revoke that appointment of a former Trump administrator, Mark Short. They said that the university should not serve as a way station for high-level members of an administration that has directly harmed our community and to this day attacks the institutions vital to a free society. How asinine is that? So you're upset at them, you're upset at the administration for going after universities like yours who want to squelch free speech, which is really the basis of our community, the basis of our Constitution, the basis of the reason that we are the kind of country that we are today, whether you like it or not. And we realize that if you start curtailing free speech, you're going to start curtailing your own free speech. Because at some point in time, you're going to push for this to happen, and then you're going to open your mouth and step over the line, you're going to wonder what happened. But again, they're not enforcing laws against the left. They're only enforcing laws against the right at this point. The writer goes on to say that Short, the former White House Director of Legislative Affairs under Trump, was recently hired to work with the University of Virginia. Now, Darden School of Business and the Miller Center have brought him in for help. They're a nonpartisan affiliate that specializes in studying presidential scholarship, public policy, and political history. That's according to their website. God only knows what really happens at the school. Because you and I have both seen what happens from time to time. Well, most of the time. We are a community still in the process of healing and continues referring to the Unite the Right rally that resulted in one death and multiple injuries last year. More personally, as we approach the first anniversary of the white nationalist violence, notice what they had to throw in there, the white nationalist violence, they say it was against the university, the town, and our friends, neighbors, and students. Right? None of that stuff happened on purpose. It's unconscionable that we would add to our university a person who served in a high-level position for the administration that first empowered, then defended those white nationalists. The rally which occurred near the campus in Charlottesville, Virginia, attracted members of the Ku Klux Klan, you know, the Democrat organization, or the organization that was started by Democrats. The petition calls Short a barrier to the community's healing and source of trauma. We ask that the appointment of Mark and Short to the Miller Center be canceled. Right? And you think about this, and again, right? They bring in people. They line up with people. They've asked people to speak that are true dictators, true killers. These colleges in the U.S. have invited the likes of Ahmadinejad. Remember him? And it's funny because the LGBT community probably doesn't even know or doesn't care that guys like him had no problem throwing gay people off of buildings. It's just seriously sick. And they had no problem with that. I mean, I keep telling you guys, and I believe it to be truth. If the right does it, it's an abomination to God, if you believe in God. If the left does it, it's God's work. They can be doing the same exact thing. It just doesn't stop. If it's a conservative voice, it's mean and nasty and terrible. It's a liberal voice, no matter what it's selling, no matter what it's pushing, no matter what it's talking about, it's okay. It's clean. It's God-ordained. Don't believe me? Just ask them. They'll tell you. And it just keeps getting worse. All right, something I've been saying for a long time. You guys, if you've been listening for a while, you know I was in computers for 100 years, or pretty darn close. And the only real hack-proof method, and even it's not 100%, but it's awful darn closer, are paper ballots. Now, I've been saying that forever, and I'm not giving up on it. So paper ballots are hack-proof, and it's time to bring them back. Now, this is an opinion columnist at USA Today wrote this a year ago. When he saw what was going on, when people saw what was happening, and you started looking at all the ways. I mean, you cannot hack a piece of paper from Russia. You can't hack a piece of paper from China. If you're with the mafia, you might be able to figure out how to switch them out, but it's not one of those things that you have to spend a gazillion dollars trying to block electronically. You know, I don't know, maybe. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be for that either. I almost had a thought that I thought made sense, but when I thought about it, it didn't make any sense whatsoever. And he said he's talking about the importance of protecting against voting machine hacks, which have been going on since 2002. Remember I told you about that? It was in one of the races with Obama. The person showed on video, she kept pressing. I think, who was it? Was it McCain? No. It was Romney. You're right. They kept pressing Romney's face, and Obama's vote kept coming up. How does that happen unless somebody says, oh, it's just a problem with the machine? Uh-huh. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Real Sight. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Senate Monday confirmed Robert Wilkie to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs with an 86-9 vote, ending a nearly four-month period in which he served as acting secretary. President Trump lined up products made from across the country at the White House, from boats to snowboards to cowboy boots to farm products, saying economic development is alive and well in the U.S.
They're stopping the barriers to other countries. They send them in and take advantage of us. We can't go the other way, and this is the way it's going to go.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, in her briefing Monday, again defended the president's performance conference in the summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The policy that the president has been since day one in office has been extremely tough on Russia, probably more so than with any other country.
AC units are already running almost nonstop in the Southwest, and the heat's about to get worse. Temperatures will top 105 degrees by midweek. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
I'm just sitting back and enjoying a little Charlie Day. What do you think? Come on, everybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, for, I don't know, I guess enjoying the show. I would hope so. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember what I told you? And again, yes, we will get the store link fixed. And we'll get it fixed later on. But you got to be involved in the conversation. But not only that, I talked about it earlier. Go back and get the first segment about how, you know, we really need your help as conservative commentators. I know some that have had to stop doing it because of what Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites, because a lot of them get the majority of their money from those sites, or they're able to sell ads based on those sites and the traffic that they had. Heck, on YouTube, we used to average, I don't know, 18, 20, 25,000 views, which is not bad per video. And it took a nosedive. It was almost like we stopped broadcasting. And when that didn't deter me, apparently, which I thought was really funny, you know, at one point they demonetized the videos, but they weren't making any money. So they took nothing away from me. Times two, I guess. I don't know. Wouldn't make a difference, right? So give it some thought. Head up to the website, realside.com. Patreon is right there, top right-hand side. But you know, guys, I've been talking about this for years. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I grew up in the computer business. It was my main way of providing for my family for years. Technology was my thing, as they say. And I used to say, I do not trust technology in our voting system. They are too easy to hack. A 17-year-old with two brain cells to rub together can get into them. And there's just no way you're going to have me feeling comfortable. And when somebody quickly blows me off and says, no, perfectly safe, I figure they're a progressive Democrat and they really don't care. And I say that not to be just nasty, but most of the time when I argue with these people, I find out that they are. That's exactly what they are, as Democrats. Why would you not want the sanctity of a vote protected? And if you're worried about somebody not being able to vote, why do you care whether somebody makes an X on a piece of paper or presses a button at the voting booth? I started to tell you about those machines that they got in New York, and I'm sure other places, and the person just had the presence of mind to take a video of it, and they were pressing Romney, and Obama was coming up. They were pressing on the Obama. I mean, you don't even have to know how to spell the name. All you had to do was press on the picture. And there's a big difference between Romney and Obama. And they couldn't get the picture, they couldn't get the right vote down. So don't tell me it doesn't happen. Don't tell me it's fail-proof. Don't tell me you can't. And then we did that story. I wish I could find a story we did about the guy in Florida that was actually hired by the Democrats. Remember that story years and years ago? He was actually hired by the Democrats to change the outcome of those machines. So when you hit the tally button on the machine, in other words, at any point in time, that machine was sitting there waiting for you to hit the right button. When you hit the right button at the end of the night to tally them, that's when the person they wanted to win would come out on top. You need a paper trail. Any way you cut it, you need a paper trail. And if you go back to, again, you know, move to paperless voting, started back in response to that Florida hanging Chad fiasco in the year 2000, right? I thought it was a mistake even then. Make better ballots. Make them so the Chad falls off. And you can't be paranoid enough, or you know, they make you feel crazy when you do this stuff. Right? Those who 10 years ago, they made fun of guys like me who didn't want paperless ballots, who kept telling you that was going to be a problem. Somebody's going to find a way to hack. Because they're mini computers. They're embedded computers. You see how... Look at your phone. Do you realize that your phone has more computing power than the Apollo spacecrafts had? Much more. Not a little bit more. Much more. And it's all in one piece. They had several computers on board. So, there's no proof. There's still no evidence that a single vote was changed by hackers in 2016. But when you think of all the angst and aggravation and proof that some of the machines have been hacked, or some of the systems, not the machines themselves, but systems have been hacked, how long before they actually get in? At some point in time, those machines, those voting tabulations are hooked up to that interweb. How long? How long before some guy in the factory gets teed off at the way things are going in this country and decides he's going to find a way to make it easier to get in and get the guy that he wants in? Right? If we're to believe the latest NSA leaks on the subject, Russia and other hackers, they've been interested in American voting systems for quite some time, decades. I mean, again, like I told you, without getting into electronics, they go all the way back to trying to get into the system for 70 years, back to JFK and such. Right? I mean, you... So, you know, what's the next step? What do we do? How do we stay safe? And when you go through what's going on, you see the manipulation that's been done through the DOJ, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, all these, you know, alphabet organizations. You can't hack a paper ballot. Now, some of you are going to tell me how, yeah, you might be able to change it, you might be able to swap them out. I get all of that. That's why I said it's not, nothing is 100% foolproof. But why make it easier for them? Right? You know, we started shredding papers. We started shredding information because people were going through the trash and slowly putting together information. They can get your name, your address, your date of birth. You know, that kind of, somewhere in those paperwork you might find your mother's maiden name. Somewhere in that paperwork you can find some, your employment history. And even if you couldn't find a Social Security number, you could find a way to work that through. I can't tell you how many people, even today, not physically today, but in the future, I mean in the near past, I've had somebody at an organization who I couldn't, you know, they want the information I didn't have, and they were willing to work around it if I gave them other information. And notice now they only ask you for your last four digits of your Social Security number. And when you look on some applications you do online and some other things, they still show the last four digits of your Social Security number. So it's becoming easier and easier and easier to steal your identity, even though I thought it was supposed to be harder. So when you talk about a paper ballot, right, it's that easy. You just click and go, punch and go, whatever it is. And I don't know why you don't do, you know, I know they had, what did they have, hanging chads in Florida. Here they use, what is it, it's a punch block, right? It's a the ink. Ink-a-vote. Right? I mean, look it, I'm not trying to be rude. But if you can't use an ink-a-vote, maybe you just shouldn't vote. Or drive, or maybe even prepare your own food, I don't know. I mean, this thing is just foolproof. Unless you let that ink thing sit in there for a period of time, you get a little dot, or good dot, on the one you're voting for. Does it have to punch a hole? Does it leave a hanging chad? Right? If you're going to change paper ballots, what are you going to do, change them all? How are you going to make it work? I'm not asking to be funny or rude or anything else. I mean, seriously, how do you make it work? The and paper ballots aren't fraud-proof, like I said, right? What, 100 years in Chicago politics? Right? Al Capone and his buds were picking up the ballots at the polls and making sure the right ones got back to City Hall. I mean, seriously. But I want to give some really serious thought to it. I know that you guys are running around with the smartphones. Uh-uh. I am not there with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
It is. Now, something's going to help. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I could have probably done that 10 years ago. I'm not so sure now. Well, I'd need oxygen. I'd probably need a few other things. Ambulance close by, just in case. First time I tried to throw you up or you tried to throw me up, we'd both be on the floor, I think. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation, being engaged, being involved. That's what makes the big difference. Otherwise, I don't know, pretty boring, right? Don't you think? it's just amazing to me. Some of you really thought. I didn't. You heard me. I said it on the show. Some of you really thought that when President Trump got in office, everything is going to change. Right? I mean, everything is going to be better. And it takes a while. You've got such tentacles, such garbage, such crap going on in there. that you're not going to be able to take care of all the issues that we're having, all the problems that we're having across the country with a swipe of a pen. Because then you have to get people to actually support those choices, support those laws, support those changes. That, you know, some law enforcement has gotten to the point where they think that if they don't believe in something, if they don't think it's right, they don't have to adhere to it. You know what I mean? Not true. And I didn't think we'd see days like this happening. This is just craziness. There's been a cease and desist order given for somebody basically having Bible studies in their home. Now, the home, it's not like it's a special neighborhood. This is actually a farm. Now, this is the owners of a Pennsylvania farm. They've been ordered by the Sewickley Heights Borough to cease and desist holding Bible studies, ready for this, on their private property. Come on, let that sink in. The government, who one side thinks are wonderful, the other side thinks are just terrible, has stepped in and said, you know, we get this whole private property thing. We get that you want to live in your home. We get all of that. But, yeah, not so much. We're not going to allow it. You can't have Bible studies. Hello? You cannot have Bible studies in your home. Come on. Does that shiver up your spine? Or no? You're that tough. The borough leader accused Scott Terry Federoff of improperly using their 35-acre farm as a place of worship, a place of assembly, and as a commercial venue. They were served a cease and desist order back in October 2017. Now, the Independence Law Center filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of the farmers against the borough, alleging this is an egregious violation of the Constitution. According to the lawsuit, the Federoffs were threatened with fines of $500 a day plus court costs if they continue to have Bible studies in their home or have meetings where religious songs are sung or conducting any religious retreats for church leaders. I know people in rural areas, they have, like up in Washington, right, they have a barn, and they've done it all up so it's a nice place for people to gather or dance or whatever. And there are plenty of people that have properties big enough to pull that off on. They can put tents on there or barns or whatever they want to do. It's their property. The borough has no business overseeing a group of people reading and discussing a book together on private property, even if that book is the Bible. The lawsuits accuse the government leaders of violating religious freedom. Good. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and equal protection. It's all true. Now, they're going to say it's not zoned right, it's not, not this, not that, but their property. Government should not target religious activities for punishment. I wonder what other groups they would have targeted. I wonder what other groups they would have given a hard time to if they were having a religious event there. I believe, again, they were targeted for what they believe. Now, there are similar activities. You know, think about what's happening. I know they're probably doing worship songs. I don't think they have a 12-piece orchestra. I'm not sure. Right? But no government. I know our founding fathers. If you read their letters, they had no intent, no want, no desire. Right? No desire to keep people from worshiping in their homes. To that point, the lawsuit alleges that the boroughs allow other activities and gatherings ranging from political rallies to Harry Potter events. So if the government leaders allowed muggles to cavort in, I mean, what does this mean? Muggle. That must have something to do with Harry Potter. You and I have never read the book. Or seen the movie, for that matter. So if muggles can cavort in Sewickley Heights, they should afford the same rights to Christians gathering for a Bible study. Because the key word here, private property. It's private property. short of sacrificing human beings there, it's none of your business what's being done there. I will never get it. And again, even under President Trump, who can't keep his eye on everything, I don't care how good you guys think he is or don't think he is. You can't keep your eye on everything. There's too much going on. Speaking of which, let's see. I had one all picked out for you. Oh, yeah. What is this with Virginia? I thought Virginia was for lovers. Apparently, it's also for haters at times. What? Oh, yeah. See that? The stench worked its way up there, or the virus worked its way up there. Wow. Huh? Oh, the swamp. That's right. I knew people lived near a swamp. You could smell it, especially in 150-degree weather. Virginia Tech professor says that anyone who sides with Milo Yiannopoulos in a debate over incorporating more social justice programming into medieval studies is an anti-Semite and white supremacist. You know, it's almost like you could write this stuff before it happens. Right? I mean, seriously. I did this story tonight, and I got a back-and-forth match on Twitter with somebody I'm usually put up against on CNN. And the only thing they can come back with when we talk about history, and I love how they do it. Some communities do this. It depends on who's writing it. Well, okay, of course it depends on who's writing it. And, of course, people will leave things out. But wouldn't it be great if we could come together and actually write history without feelings? Right? Write history without commentary, so to speak. So, Yiannopoulos has gotten involved in this debate. And the thing that was really funny was when I was doing this story the other night, the medieval studies, just they wanted more medievalists of color. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, why? How about just medievalists? What about just doing medieval history no matter what color? You can call out the color if you want to, but why go looking for it? I mean, they weren't the happiest of times. I even said to the guy that I was going back and forth with, so what do you want? You want the black community associated with you? You want them brought in? Why? Were they part of the bubonic plague? Right? Was dysentery the fault of the blacks? How would you bring them into this? In a tweet on July 22nd, Virginia Tech Matt Professor Matt Gabriel posted a screenshot of a conservative provocateur, Milo Yiannopoulos, his request for comment about the push for more social justice oriented workshops at an annual medieval studies conference. He went on to say that, let me see, medieval Twitter, I just got this. The academic tweeted, there are two sides, Milo's and the other one. If you side with Milo, he's the anti-Semite and white supremacist. So why do they go down that road? What's he afraid of? Why doesn't he just simply answer the question? Gabriel, who also chairs the Department of Religion and Culture, supplemented the tweet with two links to articles about Yiannopoulos. Right, so let's put Yiannopoulos down. Let's try to discredit him for simply asking a question. I'm used to it. I see it all the time. The attack on Yiannopoulos came after the conservative pundit requested a comment from the professor about a political war within medieval studies instigated by a petition complaining that the International Congress of Medieval Studies had rejected several workshop proposals to bring in more color. If you bring it in, if you keep calling it out, not going to be able to deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. That didn't come out right, but we'll clear it up tomorrow. Listen to Real Side on CCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.